Welcome to the Real Life English Podcast, where we help dedicated English learners just like you cultivate the courage, the confidence, and the skills that you need to understand real life native English, to communicate clearly with people from all around the world, and to make your life an epic global adventure. Now, are you ready to go beyond the classroom and start living your English? Can I get an aw yeah? So imagine you turn up at a party where you don't know anybody. Or maybe it's your first day at your new job. How do you engage someone in conversation?
In today's episode, we'll give you some useful conversation starters that will help you feel more confident in social situations. By learning these, you will know exactly how to start a conversation with someone and avoid feeling awkward.
Yeah, boys and girls, citizens of the world, this is Ethan from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, convenient, and
enchanting
way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to it while you're stuck in traffic, riding your bike, mingling at a social gathering, or even
eavesdropping in on someone's conversation.
I'm joined here in the Glow Studio by the one, the only, the most lekker teacher in all South Africa, Kase.
Hey, Ethan. Hey, everyone.
Have you been eavesdropping in on someone's conversation lately?
I have, actually. I have eavesdropped on a couple of conversations, like at the shopping mall or like at different places. I have eavesdropped, but it's not really a good thing to do because, you should mind your own business.
Or say, mind your own beeswax.
Mind your own beeswax. Yeah, exactly. It's a good one.
So do you think that that's something that develops when you become a mother? Does motherhood lead to eavesdropping?
Possibly. Yeah. We need to be aware of what's happening around us, conversations, you know. Okay, my son doesn't speak yet, so there's nothing to eavesdrop on. But it's important.
You have to prepare for those adolescent years, right?
Exactly. Start training.
I had said that if you are mingling at a social event, you probably shouldn't listen to this podcast while you're mingling. But what does it mean if you're mingling?
If you're mingling, you're speaking to different people. You're basically engaging in conversation with different people, getting to know them, greeting them.
It's a nice way to kind of talk about socializing, right?
Socializing, exactly. Yeah.
So today we're talking all about these kind of events that some people love. If you're extroverted, I'm sure that you love these. If you're introverted like I am, Kase, I don't know if you're an introvert or extrovert.
I feel like I'm that person in the middle. What is that, an ambivert?
An ambivert.
Yeah, I think I have my moments for, you know, where I'm one or the other, but mostly I'm sort of in between.
So if you're more on the introverted side or if you're a shy person, then it certainly can be a stressful or awkward situation. So hopefully some of the tips we give you will help you in either sense, but certainly doing it in another language can be difficult no matter where you fall on that spectrum. And also, if you are shy or introverted, we will link in the show notes. I did a video a while back all about this, about how to speak English better if you fall into that category. So you should definitely check that out after listening to this podcast. To start off on today's topic, Kase, what is a conversation starter?
So conversation starters are questions or topics that can help to break the ice in a conversation. In other words, it helps people to start talking to each other. So at first, you know, learning to do this or practicing conversation starters can feel awkward and you're really self-conscious. You're sort of like really thinking about what you want to say. But afterwards, they become more automatic. It becomes more natural after you do it for some time.
Definitely. It's one of those things that with experience, you can get much better at. You said that you can feel awkward. What does that mean? That's a word that, it's a great English word.
I use it all the time and in different contexts. But when you're feeling awkward, you feel a little, it's difficult to deal with something. Like if a situation is awkward, it's difficult to deal with and it's somewhat embarrassing.
It's similar, like the closest translation I find in other languages is uncomfortable. But I feel like awkward carries, like you're saying, it carries more of like a difficulty or embarrassment with it. It's like, it's a real feeling inside, you know, of like cringiness almost.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe it's something in English that only exists in English because we are an awkward culture, an awkward bunch.
Exactly. I do think, though, like, if you think of, like, someone being awkward, like, you know, like, you could describe that person as being, they're a very awkward person, then you're describing that person as sort of having, as Ethan says, sort of, like, uncomfortable, like, they seem uncomfortable in what they're doing. They don't seem very graceful. They seem a little bit, like, stiff and...
They ask you strange questions, maybe, or
yeah,
they...
Yeah,
they stand a little bit too close to you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Awkward person.
Sometimes these can really be useful in a make or break situation. Like if you're, you know, having to mingle or having to socialize in a business context, you're having to go to a networking event, or even if it's just like you're moving to a new city, you're moving to the United States, you're moving to Cape Town, you're moving to London, wherever that may be, and you don't know anyone there, and you're going to have to go out, get out of your comfort zone, and, you know, meet new people. So it can be useful to not be that awkward person because you have some good questions that you can, you know, start a conversation with someone.
Exactly.
And depending a lot on the situation that you're in, you might want to have different ones up your sleeve. So if you're at a business one, a conversation starter that you would use, you know, if you're at an informal happy hour, they would probably be different. You might not want to ask your new boss, you know, something that you might ask a new friend.
So for example, if you're in a business situation or you're in a office party or something like that, I think you want to be professional at all times. I feel like it's really, depending on your company, maybe you're at a very sort of like relaxed, easygoing, creative, and you're in that type of environment. But yeah, I don't think it's wise to ask any super personal questions in those types of situations because you're not there to mingle on a social level. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of how it is here in South Africa. I've always just felt like I keep business conversations.
You have to feel out the vibe for sure though, right? Like observe how are other people talking? What topics are they bringing up?
Exactly. And I think like if you're not sure of how to start the conversation, stick to the safe topics. Like ask about things that are sort of situational. Like, oh, you know, what do you think about the food, the catering? I don't know. Ask something related to the situation you're in, as opposed to asking personal questions.
You can always fall back on talking about the weather, but hopefully after listening to this podcast, you won't depend too much on that. And a final warning would just be to be aware of taboo questions in different cultures. And this can vary greatly depending on culture to culture. So if you're going specifically to the United States or to, you know, an English-speaking country, you can check just for that country, you know, what are taboo topics that might not be taboo in my culture, so I avoid asking questions. But in general, you might need to kind of gather general information about what is taboo in a range of different cultures because, you know, especially in business situations nowadays, things are done more and more on an international scale. Things are globalized more and more. So you definitely need to be tactful with anyone because, you know, maybe one day you're talking to someone from the United States, but the next day you're talking to someone from Germany or Japan, all which will have very different reactions to certain types of questions, right?
Yeah.
If we talk about taboo topics in, at least in English-speaking countries, what kinds of topics would we be referring to?
So these would include topics like religion, politics, sexuality. I think it's not that taboo anymore. I guess people are not that close-minded, but I also think that it can be, of course, depending on the environment you're in. Like topics like religion can be very polarizing, and you don't want to get into those awkward situations with coworkers or, you know, your boss. So, yeah, I would say just avoid topics like those.
Depending on different cultures, in some cultures, I know it's normal to ask, you know, very personal questions about people's family, like, are you married? Or, you know, maybe asking directly questions about your parents or your brother, which once you've gotten to know someone a little bit, asking about family is fine. But if you're asking it very early after you've just met someone, that can come across as like crossing a line, right? And in most English-speaking countries. I know on the Real Life English app, I've noticed this, I think, especially people from India, that within their culture, it's normal to ask about those kind of things. And that's a way that you get to know new people. But just be aware that if you ask someone from many other countries these questions, like, are you married after you've just met them, they could feel uncomfortable with that question. So I think these kinds of things, it can be really important to just have sensitivity to, be aware of, you know, what people will be comfortable about, and maybe choose topics that aren't so polarizing, as Kase said.
Yeah, I would say, though, like, one trick or one thing that I like to do when I meet new people is to bring up topics that will sort of assess, based on their answer, whether or not they're comfortable continuing. For example, I will talk about my family, or else I'll mention something about myself, as opposed to asking them a question about their family. So I'll say, you know, I have a son, he's 2 years old, and, you know, I'll mention something about maybe something else, about something personal. And I'll wait and see, based on their response, if I should continue, or if I should, you know, continue asking or continue the topic.
It's kind of like that vulnerability, right?
Yes.
I think that that's a great piece of advice, because if you're maybe curious to ask if the person has kids, but I'm just imagining, like, say I just met Kase, and if we just met and I say, oh, do you have kids? It could come across as like a little bit creepy.
Yeah.
But if we've been talking for a few minutes and, you know, I don't have kids, but say like if I were talking about, I could even be talking about my nephews. I have nephews. Or if I did have kids and I'm talking about some story about my own kid, and then I could say, oh, do you have kids, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Then yeah, that probably would not feel so intrusive, because I've already kind of shared about my own, right?
Exactly.
I had a really interesting interview last year with a woman who helps people basically to do this in different, especially in business situations. Her name's Jennifer Kumar. So we can link that interview in the description as well, if you are working in a international company or in a company from an English-speaking country. And that might help you also just to have some more specific tips to help you in the workplace. So avoiding taboo things, but I think that there's a lot of other areas that you can go without having to ask people, without having to, I don't know, cross any lines. And I think it's always good to ask about things that you're interested in, because it kind of steers the conversation in a direction where you'll feel comfortable. And I, like, just to give an example, I usually, when I am talking to new people, I like to ask them something regarding travel, because that's like something that really lights me up. And so I know if I ask them about travel, then it'll change the conversation to a topic that I'm really interested in, and I'll be able to talk more. So especially if you're, I know some people are super extroverted and they're just able to talk about anything and they're super happy about that. But if you're like me, then it can be useful, you know, to kind of use that as a way to push the conversation.
To feel in control.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't feel lost and, you know, like as vulnerable, I guess, because, you know, it's in, the ball's in someone else's court. So you have to wait. I don't know. You're sort of just going along with what they're talking about. But in this way, you're more in control. You come across more confident, perhaps, because you know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. I think that's true for everyone, right? If we're talking about a topic that you're really interested in, it's like you're going to feel much more comfortable, right? In the conversation, you're going to feel more engaged. So this can be anything that you're interested in. So think a little bit about, you know, if you have any hobbies, if you like speaking about sports, you know, ask the other person about sports. If you like talking about travel, it could be something about work in some cases, because, like, I don't know, maybe depending what kind of event or what kind of place you're at. Then maybe if it's something like related to your work that you're really interested in, maybe you're in finances and you can direct it to like the stock market or something like that.
Exactly. Like, or even like your favorite TV show. I know this is like a silly one, but I think TV shows and movies connect people. Like last week we did a podcast. The Game of Thrones topic was so great. Tiago and I can talk for hours. And it's like sharing something, like as though a part of your lives connect in this one area. And there's just so many different things you could talk about.
Just a quick interruption to ask you a question. Do you ever feel frustrated when you are listening to a podcast, watching a TV series, or you are in a conversation in English and you do not understand what is said? Wouldn't it be great if there was some way to understand real English without getting lost and without getting bored? Well, now there is. With our Real Life Native Immersion course, we will take you on a 41-week real-life adventure of the English language, each week exploring a different topic connected to our goal to help you understand and use your English in the real world. Just imagine understanding your favorite TV series without subtitles, or confidently speaking with someone and comprehending everything they say. You can do it, and we're here to help. And the best part is, you can try it for free with our 3-part Power Learning series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. That's P-O-D. Or simply click the link in the description of this episode. Something else you can use, you should be careful with doing this, but it can be useful in some situations to even start with a joke. Like maybe if you are going to a happy hour after work, or you know, you're going with people who you work with, and you're talking to someone you don't know that well, you could start with like a joke about something that happened that day. That's probably, don't turn it into gossip. Don't turn it into like some joke that's belittling like your boss or something like that, because that could get you into trouble. And in general, if someone's gossiping, you don't really want to get to know that person, right? Because at least the way I think about it is like, if that person's gossiping to me about someone else, then probably later they're going to be gossiping to someone else about something I said. So you don't want to, don't be that person.
Exactly. Like don't be a pot stirrer. I had a boss who, a previous boss who always mentioned that. She said, don't be the person who stirs the pot. Like, don't cause trouble. You know, mind your tongue. Like, be careful of what you say, because, you know, other people, the gossips as well out there, like, think about it. Think about, like, the consequences of what you're saying. So don't start conversations with negative intentions, or I don't know, if you're so used to gossiping, maybe you don't even realize it's negative. But in this case, I agree with that. Don't start conversations that can hurt other people. Mm-hmm. That's a bad idea. People will avoid you. You'll have no friends.
They might come back around to you.
Yes. But also, I wanted to say, like, when you say, you know, a joke, it doesn't have to be like a knock-knock joke. You know, you don't have to go there, learn, go and practice all those jokes in the mirror. But as Ethan said, like, maybe something lighthearted, something funny that happened, or, yeah, stick to those kinds of topics. Another one, I don't think we mentioned this, but money. It's a taboo topic, but it's just a big no. I know you mentioned before we started recording, like, it's not only people who are maybe, you know, having a difficult time financially. It could also be someone with a lot of money who might just feel like, this is just not the topic that I want to discuss with a stranger.
Are you going to ask me if I can lend you money, or where's this going?
Exactly. So, yeah, just not with coworkers. Definitely not. I don't know. Like, what would you say? Like, let's say, like, how does it even come up? Like, is there ever a good time?
I don't think so. I think, like, unless you're really close with someone, like your significant other, but I even think with friends, I wouldn't ask unless, like, it's very relevant. Like, they're saying they're wanting to search for a job that gives them a better salary, for example, and you're trying to help them out with that. It's like, okay, what's the salary that you're looking for? But yeah, but I think that there's the cases where that is appropriate are very few and far between.
Very true. Very, very true.
So we're going to give you some actual examples of some conversation starters that we really like. And there's a channel I actually used to like to watch on YouTube that we can also put in the show notes, called Charisma on Command, because these guys give really great advice about how to be more charismatic and things like this, like conversation starters, but not exactly talking about, you know, what are the exact phrases that you should say when you're at a bar and you're trying to start to talk to people, but actually like giving you more techniques that you can use so you can be more comfortable in different situations. So that's really valuable. They do really great work. So I highly recommend checking them out on YouTube. But before we get into the examples, we have a shout out to a very special app user and podcast listener.
So today's shout out goes to Yaron, who says, hi, everyone. I have been enjoying this app. It's wonderful. The greatest English app that I've seen. I'm Dominican, and since I started to listen to you guys, my communication skills completely changed. I really thank God and you for this project. It's great what you're doing. Keep up the good work. Never desist. And God bless you all.
That's so sweet. Thank you so much, Yaron. And if you want us to shout you out, then you can do just like Yaron. Check out the app if you have not already. If you enjoy it, you can leave us a 5-star review in your favorite app store, which will help us to find you. And it also helps other people to enjoy learning and even change their life with this podcast and the app. If you are not on the app yet and you still want to help us out, just give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. So that said, to wrap up today's podcast, we're going to give you some actual practical examples of conversation starters.
Okay, so the first conversation starter is ask the other person what's their favorite part about living in the city or in the country. Maybe they're new to the country what's their favorite part of living in a particular region of a country? You could also ask them what their least favorite thing is about living there.
Yeah, that's a great one, especially again, that in such a globalized world that maybe you're using the Real Life English app. This is like a place where you need a lot of conversation starters, right? And you'll meet people from all around the world. So you could say, what's your favorite thing about living in your country, or what's your least favorite thing about living there? I'd probably start with like favorite thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another one I really like that's similar to that is, if I were to visit there, what would you recommend that I do or that I see? Because like, I don't know, maybe someone's from a country that you know almost nothing about. And so it can be really interesting to hear sometimes what a local recommends that you check out, be that food, be that, local cultural events, be that monuments, things like this.
Yeah, I actually think like the reverse is actually also true. Like I came across this video on YouTube one day where I saw an American woman living in South Africa, and she was saying her 5 favorite and 5 least favorite things about living here. And I was so into it. I was like, oh, like all of her favorite things. I wanted to try them out as well, because sometimes we don't even realize, like just hearing someone who's not from here, like talk about South Africa made me realize, like, I also want to try those things. I missed those things. So I just overlooked it, I guess.
That's so common, is usually we know less like the places that we're from than if we get the chance to travel to other places. So I totally agree. Another one I think that can be really great is to think about something that you have heard or read recently and to ask them if they know about that, ask them what they think about that. So maybe you can say, I was listening to a podcast and I heard about, the United States government in the next 5 years might be going to decline. This is actually something I've heard people talking about. Who knows? But you could ask the other person, have you heard about that? What do you think about that? Do you think it's true? And it's nice because it's like specific, it's relevant and stuff. It's not intrusive. So it's something that can be interesting just to get to know someone, and it's related to something that you're interested in, right? Because it's something that you were listening to or reading.
True.
So you better make sure it's something you at least know a little bit about, right? Otherwise, you'll be like, I'm going to go talk to that person over there. Someone's calling me. Escape. Yeah. That'll be another podcast we'll have to do, is how to escape a conversation politely, right?
Exactly. Polite ways to end awkward conversations. So, I think it helps to know what you're talking about. You might find that the other person doesn't know about the book or about the podcast, and they'd love for you to share your experience or your knowledge with them. And the last one is quite, I guess, the simplest of them all. It's basically to ask someone how their day has been. And I guess the response to this question might vary depending on, different countries. Like, for example, one of my Brazilian friends, whenever I ask how his day has been, he always tells me, it's good. Everything's good. Like,
and
he
yours? Says...
So, like, I think here in South Africa, people tend to tell you exactly how their day's been. Like, I had a bad day. I'm so tired right now. Oh, this bad thing happened to me. And they always jump to the negative thing first. Like, oh, it was really bad. I was stuck in traffic or something like that. And I know in some cultures, it's not the case. People always, just generally start conversations with strangers telling them good things. Here, mm-hmm. people might just tell you exactly. Strangers, yeah. They tell strangers exactly how they've been.
I think in the States, it would be that case. Maybe if you ask someone that you're close to, like a friend, family member, they might actually tell you something that happened. But if it's someone that you've just met, you ask, how's your day been? I think it'd be that. It's like, oh, my day's going good, and yours? And they're probably not going to say, if they just met you, like, oh, it's not going so great.
Okay. No, here, definitely strangers will tell you exactly how they're feeling. So be prepared if you come to Cape Town.
A lot of people here go on vacation in August. It's like the most common time to travel. And so I've been asking people a lot, like, what are your vacation plans? Do you have any travel plans? And it's great because, you know, they will talk about it. Maybe it's some place that I've been to or some place that I really want to go. So it kind of expands on that conversation. And then, you know, usually it's, and like you, where are you traveling and stuff? So then I can talk about where I'm going. And that's a really great one for kind of building up a conversation with someone that you don't know very well.
What do you do if that person says, oh no, I have no plans? And then what? Where does it go to? Like, oh no,
I'll just like, oh, that's too bad. I do.
Then you talk about yourself instead.
But you could ask, oh, like, why not? Or are you traveling like later this year? Or maybe if the person's not traveling at all, you never know. But it could like lead to a conversation of them saying, you know, I don't really like traveling. I think I'm going to, you know, with my time off, I'm going to stay home and like, I don't know, catch up on some housework, or it can lead to all other sorts of things, right? That you can end up discussing. So I think even if the person kind of gives a negative, it's always like, you can, you know, obviously don't want to like dig too deep, but you can always say, oh, you know why?
Yeah, that's true. I always feel awkward when the other person says, I mean, obviously the expected answer would be, you know, they share their travel plans, but if they say, you know, I'm not doing anything, then I'm like, oh, okay. Good luck.
hopefully, if they're a polite person, they say, like, how about you?
Yeah, true.
So then you can explain your own and it'll keep the conversation going, right? Or otherwise, just pretend you're getting a phone call and you have to leave.
Does that ever work? I mean, I've never tried it, but it works in movies. I should try it sometime.
Great. So hopefully these tips have been useful for you. Be sure to check out all the show notes for all the links and resources that we mentioned in today's episode over at reallifeglobal.com, which you can also find a link for in the description of this podcast. And we are looking forward to seeing you again, hearing from you. You'll hear from us next week on the Real Life English Podcast. 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah. Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.